I'll be home for Christmas. There's no place like home for the holidays. There's a large library of Christmas songs that have become popular over the last several decades, and almost all of them connect Christmas with home. And then there's the Christmas movies. And sorry, guys, but Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. But Home Alone is. And it sure is entertaining to see 8-year-old Kevin McAllister protect his home from the wet bandits. But where's the payoff in that movie? It's not when Kevin is home alone. It's when everybody's home for Christmas, including some siblings that he didn't really appreciate all that much, but everyone was home for Christmas. And when does George Bailey come to the point where it really was a wonderful life for him in It's a Wonderful Life? It's when he's back in that old drafty house that he didn't always appreciate, but everyone was together. Family and friends and singing, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and they were all home for Christmas. Christmas and home. Coming home. Finding home. Being reunited at home. They go together. In a few minutes, I'm going to read the 9th and final lesson of this service of lessons and carols. It's from the first chapter of John's Gospel. You might call it the Christmas story according to John. And it boils down to one core truth. What happened at Bethlehem is the one true God leaving home so that he could be home with us. This is the way John says it. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And that's the Christmas miracle, friends, the incarnation. God jumped into our existence and took on our humanity. God became a frail baby in Bethlehem so that he could bring frail, flawed people like you and me to God. God made his home with you, to know you, to understand you, to feel what you feel, and to redeem you. When the time had fully come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law. God sent his Son to be home with you. And Jesus brought gifts for Christmas. John's Christmas story speaks to us in these soaring terms of what Jesus brings into our lives. At that first Christmas, he brings the gifts of light and life and grace, and we need some life this Christmas. We need to know what living a real life is, because there's so many distractions and temptations, right, in our world to live a fake life. Well, the one who is born to you this day in the city of David said, I have come so that you may have life and have it to the full. When you trust in Jesus as your only savior from sin, that's a full life. You know why? Because that's when you know who you are. A child of God, just like he is. And when the death of a loved one, or maybe just pondering your own mortality, has you thinking that death might be winning, look in the manger. The one born to you today once said, "I am the life. Believe in me and you will live even though you die." Jesus' gift to you this Christmas is life and light. And boy, do we need some light this Christmas, because for the most part, to a large degree, 2025 has been a year of stumbling in the darkness. What heavy darkness we feel, but clouded by so much wickedness in the world, and let's be honest, by our own sinfulness. With that much darkness, we don't even know how to see each other or see our God. Look in the manger. There is God's light to you. Jesus pierces the darkness and dispels your despair. With Christ in your life, you see your way to God clearly through him. And you see every relationship that you have in this world clearly as well, because everyone you meet is in this same sacred status, created by God and redeemed by his Son. Christ's gift to you this Christmas is light and grace. And boy, do we need grace this Christmas, because 2025 has been a year in which forgiveness has often seemed to be on life support. And I don't know about you, but I certainly have found the speck in somebody else's eye and not seen the plank in my own eye. What do we do then? Well, we look in the manger. Jesus the Christ is God's grace to you. He's God's Christmas gift to you. He is that forgiving, lavish kindness from God. And when you have that gift from God, well, then you just can't help but be loving and compassionate and gracious toward each other, forgiving too. God's gift to you is grace. Listen for these things in a lesson from John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world. And though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name. He gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Friends, this is the Christmas miracle. True God became a person. He made his home with us that first Christmas. He came bearing gifts of life and light and grace. And this is why you and I can say to each other, and mean it, Merry Christmas.
Thank you for listening to the St. Marcus MKE Sermons Podcast. If you'd like to take the next step in your faith walk, we encourage you to download the Church Center app and add St. Marcus as your church, or fill out our online Connect card. Through the app, you can share prayer requests, receive weekly updates, and discover opportunities to get involved. It's a great tool for staying rooted in the rhythms of worship, study, serving, and giving that keep us spiritually nourished. See the episode description for the link to download. If you're inspired by these messages, please subscribe, leave a rating, and share them with a friend. May God's love and grace guide you today and every day.